Hi, my name is Peter Lundell, and I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for considering the claims of Christ in the midst of our world of so many competing beliefs. Our world is often described as being postmodern, and people sometimes wonder what postmodernism is. In fact, it is not a standardized system of belief or behavior. It's more of an accumulation of recently changing cultures, beliefs, and attitudes. And wherever we look in this whole thing of postmodernism, four general ideas continually rise to the surface. And I'd just like to share those with you to sort of get a handle on the world that we live in, because that's what we have to do all of our thinking and believing inside. First of all, postmodernism views the individual person as being socially or culturally defined. That is, who I am is defined by the family I'm born in, or the culture I'm born in, the society I'm born in. And so every group has different ways of doing things, different beliefs, and everyone is different because of where they come from, and all of these things are to be equally accepted. The second idea that continually arises comes from the first, that there's a rejection of reason or of rationalism. In Western nations, we had the Enlightenment period, in which reason became the universal method for settling arguments, and science became the main way of understanding reality. But in postmodernism, science and rationalism and reason are held suspect and in many cases rejected, because different people from different societies reason or think or see the world in different ways. And also, as science has not been able to answer all of our questions, people are actually truthfully finding out that it cannot hold all of the answers. Therefore, it is not held in such high esteem as it may have been in the past. A third idea that arises is relativism, that there is no universal way of discovering truth or experiencing reality, that because we're all different and because we cannot absolutely trust in science or reason, we cannot find any absolute truth. Your truth is your truth, my truth is my truth, everyone has their own truth, and we can't really say at all that any one truth is more true or less true than any other. So relativism is everywhere. And lastly, because of this relativism, postmodernism is a way in which tolerance becomes perhaps the primary virtue. And in postmodernism, one is tolerant of views and of behaviors of other people. Whether you agree with them or disagree, there's really no right or wrong, because there's no absolute truth. And thus, we have all kinds of lifestyles or beliefs in which everyone is expected to be tolerant one to another. And thus, when some belief system or people rise up and say something is right or something is wrong, postmodernism would attack that in saying you're being intolerant. And this is where the hypocrisy of it will come out, in that it's sort of an absolute tolerance, but it's tolerant of anything as long as it is also tolerant. And if you're not tolerant enough, postmodernism becomes intolerant of you. And it goes around in circles like that. In the middle of that, Jesus stands up and says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In absolute contradiction to that that last final idea. In fact, much of postmodernism itself. So I would have to ask, what makes Jesus Christ so different? And why should anyone believe in him and not someone or something else? I'd like to invite you to come along with me on my own spiritual journey. I grew up in a Christian home where my mother taught me to love God and to know the Bible. And as I grew older, though I had this compelling desire to know why should I believe in the God of the Bible and not some other God, and so I had a desire to go on this journey toward truth, whatever that truth was. And I just want to share with you kind of where I was at in my college years, looking at an essay that I wrote, and in it I began, is our religion any better, meaning Christianity? And would it be unchristian of me to suggest that Islam, Buddhism, and scores of world religions are perhaps just as valid as Christianity? And in this little essay, I go on to talk very universalistically, all religions being the same. I became very relative, that things are what we want them to be, or your truth is your truth, mine is mine. I talked about Christian faith as just being a theoretical construct, not based on reality, that religion in general is just a matter of opinion, and that we can come to truth through rationalism. That was me before postmodernism. I denied the historical validity of the biblical events, thought they were all just literature. I accused people who held strongly their religious beliefs that they were just trying to justify themselves. And I said basically that Christianity, like everything else, is whatever you want it to be. That's where I was coming from. But I decided in all of that to check out other religions because I really wanted to know, was there a true way? Now, rather than looking at the good and bad of how people practice religions, I would like to go straight to the source, because there's good and bad practitioners of every religion, including Christianity. Let's look at the core essential documents or core essential beliefs of some of these other religions. And while we're doing that, I'd like to be respectful towards them, but I'll also have to be very brief and just sort of skim the surface of each of them and invite you that if you'd like to research any of them further, to please do so, because it's so important to know what you believe and what you don't believe, and why.